have some comments as well as you did at the top. And I do want to thank our chairwoman for facilitating these meetings and our public hearings over the past several months, of course, to the commission and to the staff. I know that was no easy task to prepare this document, and changes have been made and modifications. And of course, a thank you to the public, and I hope that they stay involved with our public hearing process. We are voting on a zone change from LIP to a PDD with the understanding that Shelter Ridge would move forward if such a zone change is granted. And as the chairwoman said, we could approve with conditions, or we could deny. I believe this 121-acre development with over 350,000 square feet of retail and commercial space and 375 apartments destroys the existing open land that generations have enjoyed, still negatively impacts the trail system, even with the applicant's willingness to accommodate some of those trails, signifies that marking of scenic roads such as Mill Street is meaningless, makes way for thousands of additional vehicles that our existing roadways cannot handle. This construction will take years to develop with intense blasting. Not to mention, much of this proposal has continued to rely on the market demand from millennials, and I have a hard time agreeing that a millennial would live here at upwards of $2,000 to $2,500 a month.
Amen.
I believe our roadways would be paralyzed, as I said at our last meeting. Home values would be diminished for those on and around Buddington Road, and that we really do set a dangerous precedent if we approve this development. I think that there is smart development that takes thoughtful planning when adhering to that plan, grows our local economy, keeps taxes low, respects the character of the community, but then there is swelling, something that Frank Osak, who could not be here with us tonight, has often talked about. When we are reacting to applications and offering the most critical pieces of land to intrusive developments such as this, I think it hurts our quality of life, and I do not think that it is smart development. As I said in our last meeting, we are tasked with ensuring all new developments we vote on are in the city's best interests, consistent with the POCD, and makes the best use of available land. And I do not think it meets that principle, so I disagree with the resolution respectfully. I think that this commission should support reasonable development, development that allows Shelton to truly be a balanced community. And I think that for those that say Shelton is in an enviable economic position, if we are so enviable, we can say no so that we have good, smart economic growth. I assume that the commission from here on forward will discuss details of which I won't take part in, and I'm going to vote to deny this application.
All right. Yes, you could make it public. I would be very happy if you would put your efforts in that direction. That would mean going to the Board of Alderman.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be this.
We need a community college.
This is outrageous.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm just trying to explain where I'm coming from and how I see it.
Would you help us take it for to an open space process?
Shut up. Let them talk.
As I was saying, I think it is going to be developed. I think the plan is better than the alternative ways that this can be developed. If owners sell it, which they are, they would sell it. It could become an LIP, which would mean that could be developed right up to the edges of the property. It could be blasted flat, and I think they would price it to sell. Private land is for sale, it's going to be developed. So that's where I'm coming from.
We have not voted. This is still a discussion amongst the commission. We are discussing the motion, the resolution that's on the table. That's what we're doing right now. You know, Commissioner Mato, you raised a good point that I actually hadn't thought of in the LIP zone. And every time when I drive down Route 8 and I pass by that quarry, if you will, that's in Seymour, I think what that would look like on Bridgeport Avenue, and that concerns me as an LIP. That is certainly a potential. It's speculative, but it's certainly a potential. Also speculative, and I don't think that anybody has given any proof of property values decreasing as a result of development. You know, I know for a fact, although I wasn't on the commission when Split Rock was proposed, there was also a lot of outcry about Split Rock. There was outcry about the Longhorn development with the hotels. There's been a lot of it, and I can certainly appreciate. You know, there was outcry in my neighborhood when a subdivision wanted to go in on property that people thought was open space, turned out to be actually held by a nonprofit who turned around and sold it, and the next thing there's 12, 15, 20 homes going in there. So, you know, people do get acclimated to areas that they're accustomed to. They get acclimated to open space. But you know, one thing I always advise people that are looking to buy in Shelton that may not be here, or anywhere for that matter, always be aware of who owns the property around you, because if it's not dedicated open space, there is the potential of it being developed. So other than that, the traffic concerns, I live here. I've lived here for over 40 years. I work here in Shelton every day. I travel Bridgeport Avenue. I personally believe there's bigger traffic issues in Huntington Center than there are on Bridgeport Avenue. It takes me approximately 12 minutes to get to work on Bridgeport Avenue in the morning, leaving anywhere from 8:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning, and I don't have any issue. I'd be glad to buy a dash camera to prove that point, but I think that's a little beside the point at this time. So the only comment I have on the actual resolution is on page 8, where it kind of took me a little bit when it said number 3, there's a sentence that says the stormwater drainage for the site must be carefully designed and will be regulated by many agencies. In addition to this commission, including the wetlands and the city engineer, it must comply with the City of Shelton Stormwater Control Ordinance 854 and the flood control, not the food control ordinance. So that was a typo, and I said I didn't know we had a food control ordinance, so I just wanted to notice that. So any other commissioners have any comments? No problem. It just kind of caught me, and I don't know if you saw me trip up on it a little bit. Any other? Okay. Any other?
I just wanted to say that I've never seen a project more scrutinized than this one. The amount of work, the cooperation between both the developer and our residential staff has been unbelievable. I think we've covered everything that we could possibly cover. The developer, the landowner, does have a right to sell this property. It's been around since 1963, I think, but designated as an LIP. And obviously the city has no interest in purchasing the land, and nobody would rather see that than me. But that's not the case here tonight, people. So I remember the hysteria around a guy named Bob Sinto when he first came to Shelton. He was going to develop it, and I think that turned out okay, but I believe somebody might object to that too. And I think there's just a little hysteria about this whole issue. I think it's going to be a very good project. I think it's good for the city of Shelton, and I'm 100% behind it.
Do we want to get down here to tell you the building is still in their line of sight?
Back in
96. I think not Judson Circle. I know the area.
Yeah, what happens with those commercial? This is not an open dialogue, folks. This is a discussion amongst the commissioners. Sorry.
Well, back in 1969, I graduated from Shelton High and I started using Bridgeport Avenue, which was the main, the whole Route 8, picked up Route 8 down around the Woodfall area and went all the way up to where the residence is now, Langenke's Warehouse. And you went down, actually Route 8 went over the Mirror Parkway, and I would commute down to the University of Bridgeport, going through Main Street and downtown. So I'm well aware of what the traffic situation looks like. And I remember one day as I went up by Woodside Diner, looked behind me and there was a line of traffic because I was keeping to the speed limit. It was one lane either way, and I'm sure there were a lot of people who worked on work that day. Later on, 42 years ago, beginning of this month, is when Leif Goodrich had its fire. And I remember that well because I was engaged at the time. And it was 4 months before my husband and I got married. In July of 75, I happened to be spending the weekend at my in-laws, future in-laws. That Sunday morning, I went out, said to my father-in-law, future father-in-law, did you get the paper? And he said, yeah, it's probably out on the sidewalk in front. So I went out, picked up the copy of Hartford Courant, unfolded it, and stood there with my jaw open. Because that was two-thirds of that front page had a picture of the Leif Goodrich factory fire. And I ran in the house, and I called my parents right away, and I said, yeah, what the heck happened? And he explained, you know, the whole situation. And he said, you know, Mom and I were out last night at a banquet at Raff's Grassy Hill Lodge, which is up behind the old Caldor's and former Walmart. And we had to go all the way up 34, get on the Mirror Parkway, go down to Sikorsky, get off here, and come down Bridgeport Avenue, River Road, come home. And the reason why I was saying, bringing that part in, is because at the time I said to myself, I never knew that I was going to be 40 years later involved with planning and zoning, or any city commission at the time. But I bring that in because I remember saying, geez, what the heck is going to happen? You know, downtown was very developed at the time. The Leif Goodrich went three shifts sometimes, and downtown was very busy. So what the heck is going to happen to the city? Well, it happened that that's when planning and zoning, under the direction of Frank Ozak, another gentleman, had that foresight to start developing and designating other areas of town as where development should be. And I've thought of that often over the years because as I've gone around to different towns and areas of the country for business trips and such, I remember looking back and saying, wow, you know, we're pretty lucky in Shelton that we have designated commercial districts. And it's not like there's a little mom-and-pop store or some big-box store smack dab in the middle of the residential area. What on earth are those people talking about? So I have to agree that the foresight that the gentleman back then, the city fathers that we had back then in the mid-70s, you know, were smart enough to say Bridgeport Avenue is the commercial development site. And when this project was first proposed back in January last year, my initial reaction, or it wasn't really proposed, it was on the agenda for P&Z, and there was a discussion. My initial reaction was, how the heck is Bridgeport Avenue going to handle any more traffic? And that is one of the things that I am concerned about. And I think that's one of the things that the State Traffic Commission has to be very stringent about. I think that is not something to be taken lightly, for sure. One of the things over here on page 14, it talks about, you know, perhaps some things can be permitted not as standalone, but as accessory to other services. And my concern would be later on, if this proposal went through, how would that be enforced? Because we have a limited staff for them to be making store visits to make sure that somebody isn't overstepping what they've been permitted for, I think would be a little tough. But I have thought long and hard about this because I'm from Shelton. And, you know, I remember when River Road was improved because of the road was improved to go down to Highmark Park. It was at the time that my oldest brother had gotten married, and his wedding reception was at the old Pine Grove. So I remember sitting in that car going back and forth that day and a lot of construction going on. So I have seen the changes in this town. I think for the majority, they have been for the better of our community. I hate to see things really disturbed. I'm glad that we had a lot of public comment. We should have a lot of public comment. This is our community. But I think we have to look at the whole picture. And I think the whole picture, this is an appropriate use for the site. This concept is an appropriate use for the site, not an LIP kind of designation, because we have no control over it whatsoever. And I have to compliment our Tony Panico, because I think he did do a good job in the resolution. Obviously, there's been a lot of thought put to this, so that there are restraints on certain areas, and one thing is not going to happen unless other things have been put into place. So I have to say, my reaction would be that I would be in favor of this particular concept. And for the members of the community that are in disagreement and feel that this whole thing is going to be resolved at the next election time, I just have to remind everybody on the board that we do have staggered terms. So the whole board will not be replaced in one fell swoop.
We'll remember.
I could just comment that, you know, elections are what they are, and people, that's where people have the right to voice their opinion, even louder than what you've been voicing it here. I will tell you, I have never, sitting on this commission, have never made a decision based on whether I would be voted in again. Never.
No kidding.
You may say that, and that's fine, but you know, you sit there and you have no idea the time and the commitment that these people on this board put in. And I just cannot believe, I've sat through these public hearings night after night, and it bothers me to think that I live with people that just harbor such, I don't even know the word to use, but it does bother me. I'm sorry.
Nobody wants it.
You're not seeing the big picture, and I understand why. I understand why.
Why?
Trust me.
Wait, he can hold up a sign that close, but I can't.
Could you please? Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't paying attention.
That's why I stood there.
Thank you. All right. So, I'm sorry. We have Commissioner Pagoda on the phone. Commissioner Pagoda, would you like to, I should have mentioned this before Commissioner Miller was sitting in, because he's been sitting in for all the public hearings prior to Commissioner Kelly joining us, so even though Commissioner Kelly is probably pretty intimate with this project as well, it was best that Commissioner Miller cast his vote. Commissioner Pagoda, would you like to provide comment?
Well, yes, not to belabor all the comments that have been made. Number one, I'd like to thank Anthony Panico for the well-written resolution. I'd like to thank the commission members on all their hours that have been spent listening to all the comments from the public.
I will just mention that, you know, this commission, you folks tend to think that we don't vote no on anything, and that's not true. It's not true. We have voted no on projects. We have gone to bat for residents. I understand and appreciate where you're all coming from. At this point, we're going to do a roll call. The resolution was moved by Commissioner Harger, seconded by Commissioner Matto. We're now going to do a roll call, and I'm going to start at the end with Commissioner Miller, if you don't mind.
Aye.
Commissioner Harger.
Aye.
Commissioner Matto?
Aye.
Commissioner Tiggy?
No.
Commissioner Pagoda?
No.
The chairwoman votes aye. Motion passes.
Mm-hmm.